Busselton woman Bronte Ryan's been keen on kicking a footy for many years now as a southwest kid, then up in Perth after high school. And always with an eye for talent, she was a Western Australia Talent Academy coach for under-18s from 2014 to 2016, and female state under-18s assistant coach for WA back in 2016. She was then the senior assistant girls coach at Claremont Women's Footy Club. And now, after a couple of years in Melbourne, she has a new gig, and it is a big one. Bronte Ryan has been appointed the Fitzroy Football Club senior women's coach. Bronte, good morning. Congratulations.
Morning, Tom. Thanks very much.
Bronte, what does this mean for you?
It's massive. I've had so many messages and things over the last couple of days, and I've you know, really come to understand how massive it is. 137 years the Fitzroy Football Club's been around, and I'm the first women coach. So I'm really proud to obviously be appointed to such a fantastic position and at a fantastic club as well.
Wow, 137 years and you're making history. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's I mean, it's taken a long time for me to get to this position as a coach, but it's, yeah, I'm really proud of so many people that have come before me to pave the way. I've been witness to a lot of fantastic women involved inside of football and out of football, and yeah, it's just a big nod to them as well, as much as it is a good achievement for me, I suppose.
Does it feel like you're also helping pave the way for women or other women to take on coaching roles?
Look, Tom, I certainly hope so. Even if one other person, you know, reads the article that Fitzroy put out, and wrote for me, and they see themselves, you know, coaching one day, hopefully that goes a long way to telling them that they can do it. Whatever you want to do and be involved in footy, there's a place for you, and it's just becoming that much better as we go on and as we get to know more.
Bronte, tell me about your situation right now, because you're, I guess, in Victoria in the eye of the storm. I guess you haven't really had a chance to put the coaching into practice.
No, it's pretty much, so coaching from a North Melbourne perspective stopped, or I don't think we even got to March. We had one practice game and it stopped. And yeah, like you say, being in the eye of the storm now, you know, the numbers are starting to go down, so hopefully it changes from being Zoom meetings and phone chats to a kick of the footy and getting out and doing some proper training soon.
How's your team feeling at the moment? I guess it would be hard to kind of keep the spirit and momentum alive over a Zoom call.
I actually have to credit the leadership group of the team that I've only just met, really. They've been doing a great job and getting very innovative over Facebook and doing some, you know, obviously some isolated some running that they're mapping on Strava. So they're all still keeping in touch with each other, which is really good. And yeah, hopefully we can break that cycle soon and meet physically as well.
Former Busselton woman Bronte Ryan is with me from Victoria this morning, where she's just been appointed the Fitzroy Football Club senior women's coach, the first woman to take on the role in 137 years of the club's history. Bronte, what will be your priorities in the new role?
Yeah, definitely a good question there. So I really hope to develop the pathways as much as we can for the women's players. So Fitzroy obviously leading the way in that they've had a program, a partnership with their junior club, Fitzroy Juniors. So now females can play right the way through from Oz Kick all the way up to senior women's footy. So whatever the girls want to do, whether that's just having a kick and meeting some new people or really taking their game to the next level, I hope to be a big part of that for them and help them on their way.
This morning in our breakfast program, we heard that back here in WA, the University of West Australia and the WA Country Footy League are doing a survey looking at the impact that the pandemic's had on country footy players in terms of how it's affected their mental health, being unable to play this year. Do you have an opinion on that? Do you think that it's had a big impact on footy players in your part of the world?
I think it's definitely had an impact. It's going to be different for every single person out there, you know, players, umpires, coaches, support staff. It's obviously had a massive impact at the top level. But, yeah, when you strip it right back, footy is an outlet for people. It's something that you can do just to go and meet up with friends a couple of times a week to train and play. So it's really good that the university's partnering up with the Country Footy League to get those sort of results and see what we can do to help rebuild and get our way back to where we need to be.
Well, Bronte, our thoughts are with everyone in Victoria at the moment, but congratulations on the new gig and thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thanks so much, Dom. One final thing, it is my good friend Philippa Harrison's 28th birthday today, so just want to wish her a happy birthday live on radio.
No worries. Where's Philippa at the moment?
She's in Melbourne with me. She's a nurse on the front line, so she's doing her bit for all of us and going to work every day. So it's a big day off for her today, so I'm wishing her all the best.
Oh, good. We'll tell her she can listen in online to the program so she can hear you giving her a shout out.
Thanks, Dom. Appreciate your time.
Basildon woman Bronte Ryan there, the first woman to take on the role as a senior coach at Fitzroy Football Club in the club's history.